This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you next by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Tuscola County's Economic Development Corporation was selected to participate in a 15-month-long Michigan Mobility Fellowship Program. This fellowship program will review public transit and the mobility challenges in an effort to find solutions using technology and innovation. The fellowship will take on various projects that aid in community economic development with the ultimate goal of helping to promote equity and improve quality of life for those in the county and the Thumb region. Some potential projects included in assessing rural mobility gaps, analyzing connectivity challenges in downtowns and countywide, as well as safety issues, supporting pilot projects, identifying funding opportunities, assisting with grant applications, developing funding matrices, and overall economic development initiatives, according to Tuscola's EDC Director, Alicia Proctor. For more information on the program and the fellowship position, you can search for the Rural Mobility Systems and Connectivity Fellowship online, and Tuscola was one of 12 counties selected to participate in the program. And in other news for today, changing Ubley's government structure has been pitched during a village meeting. It was noted that veteran village clerk Barb Butch is considering not seeking re-election. Treasurer Larry Gornowitz questioned what steps the council would have to take to fill the clerk position if Butch does not run again. During the discussion, it was pointed out that several municipalities have gone with making the clerk's position an appointed one instead of it being an elected position. By filling the clerk's position that way, someone with experience can just be hired directly for the job, and they don't have to necessarily live in the village limits. Regarding the positions, the council has voted to let the village DPW supervisor go as well. And before taking that action, the council also consulted with their legal counsel and sought guidance from the Michigan Municipal League. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
You asked, and we listened. The Google Pixel 10 and 9A have officially arrived at Thumb Cellular. You can now get both in sleek obsidian black at incredible Thumb Cellular low prices. For those who love Android phones, the Pixel is for you. It features the purest form of Android OS and comes with 7 years of free updates, so your phone stays fast, secure, and feeling fresh for years to come. With the power of Google's Tensor chip and built-in Gemini AI, it's designed to help you do more, smarter, and faster. And if the Pixel isn't what you're looking for, don't worry. Thumb Cellular has something for everyone, including a free phone with an upgrade or a new activation. Terms and conditions apply. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for full details. Or check out all the current offers at thumbcellular.com/deals. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb since 1991.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the
Thumb Cellular, proudly serving here in Tuscola and Sanilac counties for 35 years.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, the Lakeship Township Board of Trustees has reported that the township is currently having some issues with their website. The issue is that the website will not allow access to specific documents, and those who want the information and are not able to get it from the website can still contact the Township Hall directly in order to get the information by calling 989-856-4867. The Lake Township officials meet at 4 p.m. on the third Thursday of the month at the Township Hall at 4988 West Kindy Road in Caseville. And in other news for today, authorities are investigating a deadly shooting that occurred Thursday morning at a rural property south of Mayville. Deputies were called to the 9700 block of Willits Road after a report of gunfire. When officers arrived on the scene, they found a man dead and another man on the property who was taken into custody without incident, according to investigators. Detectives say they believe the two men knew each other and that early information suggests that the shooting was an isolated incident, emphasizing there is no ongoing threat to the public. Additional details have not yet been released, but we will update you on the story as the investigation continues. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. With locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky, experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.